Leaders of the nation's largest Protestant denomination say they want to fight against barriers to racial progress in this country. The Southern Baptist Convention was originally conceived over its support of slave owners. It's since apologized. Now the Southern Baptists have convened a racial reconciliation summit in Nashville in response to several high-profile police killings of black men. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Southern Baptist leaders were supposed to be talking about bioethics this week, but the topic changed in December after a New York grand jury declined to return an indictment in the police choking death of Eric Garner.
I was in shock after that and went home and had a very sleepless night.
Russell Moore is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. When he sent out tweets expressing his shock, there was pushback. Should the church get involved in a divisive political issue? Moore says it's an old argument.
In the 19th century, when Christians would bring up the question, how can you claim to own another human being made in the image of God? Slaveholders would say, that's a political issue. Let's stick with preaching the gospel.
Race has long been a thorny issue for Southern Baptists. The convention was born from the nation's divide over race, breaking off as a denomination over slavery in 1845. 20 years ago, the convention renounced its racist past and apologized for supporting slavery and segregation. Since, it's drawn more ethnic members and elected its first African-American pastor as president. Even so, most Southern Baptist congregations tend to be predominantly one race or another. And that's been a focus during the leadership conference in Nashville. Here's Russell Moore in his opening remarks.
Now, what people will say is, well, we're trying to reach people with the gospel, and people would rather be around people like them. Sure they would. And I'd like to fight and fornicate and smoke weed and go to heaven.
The audience here is mostly Southern Baptist pastors and seminary students. It's a mixed race group from all around the country. Longtime Mississippi civil rights activist John Perkins was an invited speaker. He says evangelical Christians have a lot to unpack.
I think that they, like most other groups, accommodated to racism and bigotry and thought that they could preach the gospel without being reconciled, which is a mistake.
The emphasis for too long has been on saving souls, reconciling with God, without the companion responsibility to be reconciled to one another, says Jarvis Williams, a professor at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky.
When I read the Bible, I see the gospel saying, this is how you become a Christian, but this is also the gospel, how you live with each other in love as Christians.
Williams says in today's climate, evangelicals have tended to respond to racial controversies like what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, with what he calls either the sin of silence or cluelessness.
They just don't understand why an African-American can ask the question, did he get pulled over, did he have this particular experience because of his ethnic identity? And I think many folks in the dominant racial group are clueless to that question because they've never experienced that degree of racism that's part of the black experience in this country.
Williams says it's hard to talk about race anyway, much less when a crisis erupts. He thinks that's where dialogues like this one in Nashville can help. Pastor Jamie Mosley from Hendersonville, Tennessee, wants to know how to put what he's hearing into action back home.
There's this umbrella of racism is sin. Racism is something that the church can't stand for. I think we all can agree to that. But once you get under that umbrella to, well, then what do? Then you have a lot of legitimate questions.
Organizers admit they don't have all the answers, but say this conversation is a start. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Nashville.